Now, what we did do is we lobbied hard on behalf of older Australians, pensioners in particular, around these deeming rates, because our concern was if we went back to the deeming rates that were pre-COVID, that was sort of in the mid-threes and basically matched what the cash rate is for the Reserve Bank. Now, if they were to implement that, it would mean that there'd be thousands of pensioners, tens of thousands of pensioners that would be losing more of their pension. We're really pleased that the minister, you know, we're not an apologist for the government, but we are really pleased that they've listened and they've taken a modest approach, a measured approach to the way that this deeming rate is being calculated and how it's been lifted.
Right.
And I'm really pleased to see what they've done, Narelle, is they've actually lined it up with this pension increase. So put it in September at the time and when indexation was occurring, and you sort of mentioned that the pensions were going to go up, and they've matched it up. So what it means a bit of a softer landing for pensioners, and they're not going to be impacted as much as what they could have been if they put it up to what basically matches what is the cash rate. I know that's a long-winded
answer.
No,
I know. It's a complex system, isn't it? Chris Grice is the Chief Executive Officer of National Seniors Australia. Can I throw this one to you from Louise, who says, besides the deeming rate, there's another issue. You're allowed to own your own home, but your car gets added as an asset. Why is that the case? Chris, can you explain that for Louise?
Yeah, they treat, and not only just cars, basically anything which you have as assets as such, they use that as part of that calculation. And it can be even, there are some things that are exempt, like if you prepay a funeral, for example, that they exempt that from the assets test. But basically, it's a calculation the government has used, and successive governments. It's Labor, it's Coalition, and it's just part of that system in which that they calculate for eligibility for age pension, veteran payments, and disability support pensions as well.
Okay, Maggie is asking, didn't age pensioners get an increase on the 1st of July of around $25 a fortnight? Did that happen, Chris?
Yeah, there were adjustments that came through, and
this is in addition to that.
Yeah, yep. It's moving all the time,
mm-hmm.
and in particular, like for example, carers get at different times of the year. Like carers' payments, I think they go up they're adjusted in like December. So there's a continual movement, and also it's a, to your point before about assets, it's really important to always get your assets, I guess you could say, revalued. So things like, for example, the car. Make sure that you're always checking to sort of see what the because, I mean, they are a depreciating asset. So it's really important that you're not putting too high a value on that car, because that has an impact on the assets test, which therefore can have an impact on how much pension you get. So it's really important to check that.
Yeah, okay. Deb in Warridale, thank you for your comment. So now, even though people are struggling with the cost of living crisis, the government increases the deeming rate. Unbelievable. Spare a thought for the low-income funded retirees. Deb, thank you. It's a good point that you make. Gail in Golden Grove would like me to ask you, Chris Grice, could you please ask what an inheritance will do to affect disability pension, please? What amounts affect and how much?
Oh gosh, I guess it depends on other. If it's an inheritance which is, and I can't give advice, but if it's an inheritance which is like on a property or something like that, if it's sold within two years, then there's no tax payable as such on that. But that may well have an impact on somebody's pension, whether that be age pension or disability pension. It can have, if you get it like a lump sum, a big substantial amount of money, that can have an impact on a pension payment. But at the same time, that if you're getting a big chunk of money, there can be less of a need as such, that if you can be a little bit more self-funded because of that windfall, I suppose, that has occurred, sort of thing, and therefore that means there's more money for others that really need the pension.
Let's go to some calls. Barb is in Kangaroo Island. Barb, good afternoon. Does the increase help you?
Not at all. We'll get an increase that'll buy us two loaves of bread for the fortnight, and that's got to last us a fortnight? Impossible. also, if they increase the GST, we and the others that don't pay tax are going to get no relief. But others are going to get relief via the tax.
Okay. So, Barb, but are you in a situation where you're on the age pension as a single person or as a couple?
As a couple.
As a couple. So you'll each get $22.40 extra per fortnight.
When's this coming in?
From the 20th of September.
Because we just had a cut by $15 each.
Why was it cut?
Yeah.
When was it cut?
Last pension.
Okay. Yeah. And was that, what was the reason for the cut for you, Barb? Was that a personal?
Well, yeah, it is because of the assets thing.
Right. Okay.
Everything, like, everything that we own goes up in value, mm-hmm. in colon. And, yeah, but, you know, people build a big McMansion around, we have a little place in Adelaide that we use go for medical reasons and that. And because people have built McMansions around us, our value of our house goes up.
Yeah.
In any way.
Thank you, Barb. Barb there on Kangaroo Island. Let's go to Troy from Collie, who is on a disability blind pension and has some questions about what happens for him when he turns 60 next year. Troy, what concerns you about turning 60?
Getting old.
No, it beats the alternative, that, though, Troy, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's true. And I've got a beautiful 6-week-old grandson sleeping on me now, so I'm blessed.
Living the dream.
No, yeah. My question to you, Chris, is, I turned 60 on my disability blind. Now, the two questions, can I access my superannuation and will I get taxed on that, mate?
Chris?
Something in which your first, well, basically when you turn 60, that's when, in normal circumstances, they're what they call a transition to retirement, and you can start to draw down on superannuation that you have. So the first call that I would be making, Troy, is to your superannuation provider and having a chat to them and basically having a conversation around what are you able to withdraw from your fund at that particular point, because whilst the pension age is 67 now, as far as superannuation is concerned, it must be preserved up until the point of age 60. And so once you get to the point that age 60, then that's when there's that capacity to be able to draw down from superannuation. But it's obviously looking at your own individual circumstances. And like I said, the best thing to do, Troy, is just give your super company give them a call.
You're on ABC Radio, Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill. Narelle Graham with you this afternoon. I'm filling in for Nikolai Bailharts, for those of you in Adelaide. And we're talking about age pensions going up, the payments going up from the 20th of September, but that will be offset by an increase also in deeming rates. So that's your discussion on radio this afternoon. 1-300-222-891 is the number to call. Chris, just before we go to Maureen, who's in Counter Bay, how much paid work can people do before it impacts their age pension?
Yeah, so basically they can do up to, it typically works out about in rough numbers about 2 days a week. It's $7,800 over the year, and that's what they call a work bonus. And then they also the government did allow a once-off concession of $4,000, but you can only earn that once in a year. Like you can't, it was sort of a bonus that they did on a once-off basis. So strictly speaking, if you were starting out now, there's a potential that you could earn $11,800 in a year. From our perspective, from a National Seniors perspective, we think that pensioners should be able to, if they want to work, we need more, you know, disability workers, we need more aged care workers, and if someone wants to do more hours a week, they should be able to basically do that work and just pay a fair rate of tax. Because at the moment, what happens is if they go over that 2 days, roughly those 2 days, they pay the equivalent of 50 cents in the dollar because of the taper rate. And we think that's just completely unfair. And certainly, is not in the best interest of pensioners. So we're obviously advocating to have that. And that was one of the things from the. That's a real positive thing that should.